This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the Bet Rivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network.
Back here, Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network, Monzo Melusis. Prep races galore, Moose. Prep races galore as we are another week closer to that first Saturday in May.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, March means, you know, college hoops tournament right around the corner. Excited for that. And prep races all over the place. And, you know, an interesting weekend, whether it be Turfway Park, whether it be Aqueduct or down at Gulfstream. Got some good racing across the country. So looking forward to it.
And the NHL trade deadline coming up. So we'll get to, we'll talk Rangers next week.
Yeah, next Friday. Next Friday is the NHL trade deadline. Correct.
So we have three Kentucky prep races on Saturday. The John Battaglia Memorial at Turfway Park. We have the Gotham at Aqueduct and the Fountain of Youth down at Gulfstream. Hopefully the weather is inviting and pleasant in all three places. It's been okay up here in the tri-state area. The rain has been on and off, but I am seeing some blue sky today, which is pleasant. We are going to start at Turfway Park, Moose, and this is one of those unique races in the fact that, you know, you look at some of these horses that come out of this and you don't really know what to expect. You don't, you know, we don't pay an overwhelming amount of attention to Turfway Park. I think we could both admit that. I don't know the connections as well as I know the connections at Gulfstream and Aqueduct and the tracks that we pay attention to, even going out to Santa Anita, but you know, you find some pretty good horses out here, and looking up and down this field, I don't think the Kentucky Derby winners in this race, but, you know, it's a pretty good race for what it is.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's on synthetic. I mean, that's the other knock on it as well. You know, it's a mile and a 16th, the Battaglia, you know, purses 150 grand on Saturday night. So, you know, it's interesting. It's hard to envision any of these unless some just completely off base going out and winning on the first Saturday in May, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's not a good betting race, which I think it is.
Didn't Animal Kingdom come out of a race?
So, yeah.
So it's not impossible. It just hasn't been the case. And yeah, so we'll go through the Gotham as well. And obviously
the Fountain of Youth.
Fountain of Youth down in Florida. So looking at this race, a nice little group of 12 going postward, and he scratches. There are some also eligibles. You know, the short favorite is Epic Ride, 5-2 on the morning line. John Ennis is the trainer, winning at 34% out at Turfway. And I got to be honest with you. I mean, I looked up and down. I looked for Lone Speed. I didn't see anything like that. I saw a couple of pace setups, and I think running at his best, Epic Ride's going to be very difficult to beat. And, you know, I'm thinking more like 9-5 on the morning line. You can wheel him with a couple horses. But I think if we're looking for the best horse in this race coming off a bullet workout, a lot of success at this track, looks like he'll be, you know, he has the ability to rate, which I think he will do. He's shown some speed as well. But I think in this race, in this, you know, on this track, conditions like this makes a lot of sense. He's run three times since December, so he's in form. He's got a lot of, he's got some good foundation. To me, it makes a lot of sense here.
Yeah, the only thing I have with Epic Rod is now you're stretching him out to a mile and a 16th. It's run well at Turfway Park. There's no doubt about it. 75, 86, 84 buyer speed figure. But you mentioned it, you know, likes to go to the front end. Has in the last two contests, the maiden special weight win. And then, you know, the Linotus at Turfway Park where he went to the front end, challenged early. And then drew off and won easily and won confidently. Jockey stays fourth ride in a row. You mentioned about John Ennis. I'm going to go another way. I'm going to go with a little bit of projection. I'm going to go the inside with Brad Cox and Corrales aboard, and I'm going to hop on Gettysburg Address. Son of Constitution, out of a Pioneer of the Nile mare. You know, has run pretty well. You know, it, and not only won its maiden special weight, but ran in the the street sense at Churchill Downs. It was 3-1 that day. You're going to get 6-1 in Gettysburg Address. He goes over from, obviously, the projection is he going to like the surface at Turfway Park? I have no idea. But I'm willing to gamble on the fact that I'm going to get a better price on him today, or Saturday, I should say, than I would have. Third start off the layoff. Workouts seem to be tight in group, like the last workout at Oaklawn Park. Distance should suit him. He should be coming from off the pace as well, sitting into that second flight. He's not going to be. I think the fact that he was a little bit farther back in his last race had to do with the track conditions on a good dirt track at Oaklawn Park as compared to what he did in his fast track in the Smarty Jones. Corrales hops on a board. First time riding him. I'm going to go with 6-1 Gettysburg Address on the inside, that he likes the surface at Turfway Park. Third start off the layoff. It's Brad Cox, who's got two in here. He's also got one on the outside that's 9-2 on the morning line. I'm going to go with a little bit of a longer shot, the other Cox in this one. Give me Gettysburg Address, the one.
Yeah, I mean, I think the other Brad Cox might be a little bit of a rabbit for the one on the inside, because, you know, there's not a lot of speed in this race, but if somebody could go with Epic or somebody could go elsewhere, and Encino's probably that horse, maybe, Cox is thinking, try and wear some of these horses down in front and have your horse, Gettysburg, rolling up. The other horse,
Fidget and Encino, want to go. Epic Rod has shown you that he wants to go. I mean, and sometimes you envision that there's going to be a pace scenario, and a pace scenario doesn't develop, whether it be horses breaking out of the gate or whether it be break, tug, and hold and pull back. And maybe Epic Rod ends up solely on the lead and unchallenged. Then, obviously, your projection of, 9-5, 8-5 will probably be free and clear, especially the way that he's run at Turfway Park, especially coming out of that last workout. I'm going to go on the idea that he's going to get challenged up front. I'm hoping he's challenged up front, and that'll set up for horses coming from off the pace, including my one Gettysburg Address.
Moving to the Big A in New York, Gotham, which is essentially a prep for the Wood Memorial Grade 3 event for three-year-olds going a mile on the Dirt Moose, and, a pretty good field here, but I don't, looking up and down this field, just a touch, 5-2, some good horses. There's, to me, an opportunity to find somebody that might be a little different. And I'm not going really bananas here. I'm not taking a 40-1 shot, but, there was a little bit of speed in this race. There might be some cheap speed, but there's speed in this race. And I'm looking for someone coming off the pace and someone who's been training well, has run once, stretching out a little bit here. And that's three, deterministic to me. I feel like we're probably on the same horse here.
We are.
Because we both like Rosario, despite everything, and you love Clement more than I ever will. And I just think this race, if he runs to his form but is somehow a little better, I mean, what's there not to like, especially at the price when you're getting a horse out of Liam's Map, who, let's be honest, was a mile specialist. Rosario, Clement, a little bit of a price. I mean, I can see the PPs are 10 feet away from me, but I can see those bullets from here. Working like a freight train, getting ready for this race.
Yeah, I mean, everything that you said, won the maiden special weight up at Saratoga mid-August last year, and was 7-2 that day. They thought well of this horse. They spent $625,000 on this Son of Liam's Map out of a Spitestown mare. One turn mile. Yes. Yes, please. And please some more. 9-2 on the morning line, yes. Now, can Rosario get the horse in trouble? For sure. We've seen that before. I do have an affinity for Christophe Clement. You mentioned it. And his trainees, obviously, he's done an amazing job with turf horses over the course of his career. But I think he has every right to improve. You mentioned Just a Touch coming out of a race at a fairground, 6 furlongs, won impressively by 4.25 likes, Brad Cox, Florent Giroux. Was the track conditions that day, did it help him out a little bit with the way that he ran? Obviously, he was odds on that day, won the race impressively. It was a sloppy track. Could you see a little bit of a regression from him after a first race run, a maiden special weight, and he ran an 89 buyer speed figure? He's out of Justify, get it. Could he take another step forward? Does he need to take a step forward in order to win this race? I don't know. I think I love the workouts on Deterministic. I love the fact that they gave this horse a lot of time off after his two-year-old victory up at Saratoga. They have high hopes for this Son of Liam's Map. I'm all over the three, Deterministic, at 9-2 on the morning line. I do want to mention another one because it was a god-awful beat in the Withers for El Grande O, which was a grade three event. I didn't see it live. Monzo texted me. It was like, oh, my God, you should have won that race. And I went back and watched it, and I still can't believe that El Grande O got run down by Uncle Heavy in the grade three Withers. But he comes back, and I think the mile hits him right between the eyes. I really do. Third start off the layoff, had to take charge, Indy. You're getting 8-1 on the morning line. He's going to be forwardly placed in this race, has run a lot. It's going to be his 11th lifetime career start. Carmouche stays on a board. El Grande O is somebody I'm going to be using heavily underneath as well. I like the old, as Harvey Pack would say, the old 3-7 exacta in the Gotham, the grade three Saturday at Aqueduct.
Yeah, I mean, we're on the same two horses. I do remember sending you that text saying, if you bet that race, that's going to be one of the worst losses you'll, even though it's, you know, not the Kentucky Derby, in the Withers. That is one of the, I mean, that horse was
at the eighth pole, you're counting your money. The eighth pole, you're counting your money. And then it was like, the horse was like, someone hit it over the head in the final quarter of a mile, final eighth of a mile.
I think, first off, as our good friend Brad Thomas would, if we talked about him, about this horse with Brad, he would love the fact that this horse has run 10 times so far and is just, you know, just turned three. He would love the foundation of this horse. Very old school, has run in the slop, has run in the turf, has run on the dirt. A lot of cool things about El Grande O. I think he's an absolute must use underneath. I'm with you. We're playing the same exacta, straight box, you name it. I think that's a really good play. And I agree with you on Just a Touch. I mean, ran really well, stretching out, won't be sloppy, we don't think. Colder weather. You know, Giroux hasn't been riding up here. It's just a very tricky play at 5-2. And I think, you know, there's so many, you know, Kenny Peck would say, who we, you know, used to work with and has been on this podcast before. Yeah. Even if you win, it's a bad bet. Like, that's just a bad bet. Like, yeah, I think just looking at this race and looking at this horse, you know, at such a short price, that's not a bet that's going to win you money in the future. So that's why I completely agree with you. The three makes a lot of sense, and that 3-7 exacta makes even more sense.
Yeah, and that's it. I mean, listen, could he improve? I guess. I mean, he's out of Justify for sure when you're looking at Just a Touch, but still, I just don't think it's a great value play, or I don't think it's a great play when you're looking at the race. I'm looking for a horse that I do think the mile will hit him right between the eyes. I think the horse is well-intentioned, obviously. And that's why we're both on Deterministic. But I do think El Grande O has a chance to I would not be all that surprised if he makes up for what happened in the Withers with a victory in the Gotham on Saturday.
14 races at Gulfstream on Saturday. A lot of great stakes races. Look out for our Twitter accounts as we'll give out picks and plays for those races. But we are going to focus on the Grade 2 Fountain of Youth, a mile and a 16th on the Gulfstream Dirt for three-year-olds as more Kentucky Derby points are on the line. Dornock, 5-2 on the morning line. Speakeasy, really impressive in debut. Cross-entered in another race as well. And the horse that I like in this race, and that's on the outside, that's Locked, who is going off at 5-2 as well. I'm sorry, Dornock is 2-1. Locked is 5-2. I know that people are going to knock how Locked ran in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, but there's a real setup here, I think. I think he's placed well in this race. Out of Gunrunner, you know how much we both love Gunrunner. Pletcher knows how to place horses. I think he's going to get the pace set up. Pletcher's won this race a million times. 5-2 on a really good horse, but a lot of foundation to me. Makes a lot of sense. But before we get to your pick, and you know, the horse that I really had difficulty handicapping, if he runs in this race, is all the way on the inside, and that's Pletcher's other horse, Speakeasy. What's your feel on that horse looking at the initial debut, what to expect moving forward? And basically, I mean, let's be honest, debuting with a 100 buyer doesn't get any, I mean, that's really impressive.
Yeah, no, it is. I don't think there's any question about it. Listen, I think when you're looking at it's Pletcher Ortiz and it's Windstar and it's a 100 buyer speed figure, And he was 8-1 that day. I mean, think about that. And he fires out. And it was a really, really impressive race if you go back and watch it. You know, because it pressed the front end, you know, was wide, you know, didn't have everything go its own way and ran like that. I think it's really impressive. The question you have is, you know, is that horse going to bounce to the high heavens? I mean, you have a couple candidates in that. When you look at Speakeasy, when you look at Victory Avenue, coming off of Victory at Gulfstream Park as well, 97 buyer speed figure. That horse was odds on that day for Delgado and John R. Velasquez and Johnny V. Is he going to be able to improve off that race? Does he need to improve off that race? And you mentioned about Locked, who, you know, for Pletcher and Jose Ortiz, you know, ran, was the favorite in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Fierceness, another Pletcher trainee, came back and won that race and did that impressively. He was the favorite in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Haven't seen him since. Has been working steadily for his debut, but a son of Grun Runner. You know, it's impressive, but I think everyone's going to fall in love and look at that horse and maybe it's a young superstar, but you know, firing out very, very, like we talked about El Grande O having 11 races. If he goes postward Saturday in the Gotham, this is Speakeasy. He's a 3-year-old. This is just going to be his second race of his career. I'm fascinated to see exactly how he runs after what was just a jaw-dropping debut on the 27th of January.
And the runner-up in that race is the three-horse in this race. That's Victory Avenue for Delgado. Ran really well in that race, comes back. Solid buyer, 90. That's, you know, that's a horse, 97 on debut. Obviously, going a little further here, going a mile to 16th off 7 furlongs, but a little bit of a price as well out of Arrogate, 4-1 on the morning line. Just makes this race really interesting, Moose.
Yeah, it does. I don't think there's any doubt. I think Victory Avenue, I think obviously Speakeasy is fascinating as well. I think Door Knock for Danny Gargan and Luis Saez, buyer speed figures are there to be competitive if he's able to improve. Won a maiden special weight at Keeneland, came back and ran on a mud in the Remsen, won that by a nose. Was the favorite that day, a son of Good Magic, who you won in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile a number of years ago. So I think it's a pretty interesting kind of rendition of the Fountain of Youth on Saturday at Gulfstream Park. I don't think there's any question about it. And I think it's a fascinating betting race because I think you're projecting a little bit with Speakeasy, you're projecting a little bit with Victory Avenue, exactly what they're going to be second starts of their career. The old bell cow is Locked. We saw him answer the call and run very, very impressively, but he was really good as a 2-year-old. What is Locke now going to be as a 3-year-old? Has he grown and got better? But as we see time and time again, often success as a 2-year-old does not necessarily mean success as a 3-year-old, whether it be injuries, whether it be lack of growth, not getting faster. If Locke is able to improve off of his 2-year-old season, I do think he is the horse to beat in the Fountain of Youth.
So was that your?
I'm going to go with Locked at 5-2 on the morning line, the 8. I do think he had to be ultra impressive, ultra impressed with the way that he ran as a 2-year-old at Saratoga and in Keeneland. Ran okay, you know, finished third in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Workouts have been fine. It's Pletcher. Jose Ortiz obviously stays aboard. It's a son of Gunrunner. I think he's going to be better. The horse is well-intentioned. $425,000 Keeneland buy in September of 22. To me, I don't think the distance, obviously, is a concern in any way, shape, or form. I think this is going to be a major player for the first Saturday in May. I think he gets off to a stellar start. I'll take the 5-2 Locked. And I think the impressive debuts of Speakeasy and Victory Avenue are going to help the price if you really like Locked on Saturday in the Fountain of Youth.
Yeah, I mean, to me, looking at these three races, and I just want to point out that you and I are on the same horse, 2 to 3 races, which is a good sign. So hopefully we're on a couple winners here. I just think when you look at this race up and down, I mean, this is a fantastic Kentucky Derby prep race because there are so many horses that look like they have a future if they stay healthy, look like they could win this race. And I'm really excited for this. And this is what makes this time of year so exciting. you know, we both like Locked. I think he's the most likeliest winner. I think he gets the setup. But, I mean, there could be a superstar in Speakeasy. There could be a really good horse in Victory Avenue. There could be a really good horse in Door Knock. Merritt looks okay. So, I mean, it just makes this time very exciting. You know, Dancing Groom ran pretty well in the Holy Bull a couple weeks back. So, a lot of opportunities here. And I think if for us, it makes, like, how I play the triple a lot, and I do this a lot, is I'll take the horse I like, put him on top, that's locked, use a couple horses underneath and take the field, put him in third. And in a race like this, any horse can finish third. You might get the longest shot in the
field. You might. I mean, I'm not going to get ultra creative with this one. I just really like Locked to win the race. I think it's a great day of betting on Saturday at Gulfstream Park as well. They've got stake races up and down the throughout the course of the day as well. But I'm not going to – you could do what you do and play a triple. You play a lot more triples than I do. I just really like Locked to win the race. I'll give you a bonus pick in the Canadian, race 12. One of my favorite turn horses is back, and that's the 3, Emmanuel, at 2-1 on the morning line. So that'll be one I know it's not much of a price, but I do love Emmanuel in that race. Atone is 5-2 on the morning line. He's 2-1. I like Emmanuel in the Canadian, which is race 12 at Gulfstream on Saturday.
Moose, before you know it, you know, Keeneland will be opening up with some of those great stakes races. We'll have the Wood Memorial, the Florida Derby, all the tremendous prep, you know, racing in California. So looking forward to getting to those races in that first Saturday in May, Moose. Best bet I'm going to venture to say for you is Locked, as is
my favorite best bet. Yes, correct.
Moose, enjoy your day of betting. Good luck. Hopefully there's no devastating defeats like there have been in the past. And good luck to everybody. Make sure to listen and subscribe and like the podcast. You're listening to Betting the Ponies right here on the Bet Rivers Network. We'll see you.
Thanks for listening to Betting the Ponies on the Bet Rivers Network.